Hello, this is Chris Nelson for evolveconsciousness.org. Today I will be doing a presentation on two infographics I made regarding natural law boundary conditions. This is inspired from the Streetwise Spirituality presentation by Mark Passio, in which he mentions the centropic force of free will and speaks about natural law boundary conditions previous to that. So when I heard this, I contemplated, reflected, meditated, what I call active meditation, which is contemplation and reflection, upon this information, and I developed an infographic, a visual representation of this information, more in-depth and more encompassing of different factors that go deeper than just the few things that Mark Passio talked about. So natural law boundary conditions, the first image. With free will, we can do what we want, right or wrong, but not without consequences. So first we have the spirit force, which is the underlying energy, the source essence of all. And that's represented as the blue circle. The circle is representative of spirit. So that goes, put that at the top. And from the spirit force, from the underlying creative intelligence that is immaterial and unseen, it has infinite possibilities and potential. From that force, an aspect of it is natural law. And natural laws are governing reality and the consequences to behavior. And that goes underneath the spirit force. So it'll also make more sense when I go in the other direction, which I'll do after, because the natural law is a boundary condition for reality. So it's encapsulating and enclosing it. What does it encapsulate and enclose? It encapsulates nature, matter, universe, our body, which is part of nature, matter, and universe. So natural law governs reality and the consequences to behavior, and it encloses matter and us in it. In nature, matter, universe, body. Oh, sorry. So you have spirit force in blue, the circle, and then you have nature, matter, universe, body, which is the square. You have the four elements, the four seasons. It's usually represented as a square. So around the square in red, in the red area, you have natural laws, which I made in purple. And that's enclosing it. So I'll explain this again after in the reverse order. So nature, matter, universe, body follows laws that govern its creation and maintenance. It's material. The seen aspect of spirit, it's determinant and involuntary. It has finite possibilities and potential because it runs, it operates from limits and boundaries, such as the natural laws, thermodynamics, if that is one, gravity, the strong and the weak force, cause and effect, many, many other laws. So that's why it's determinant and involuntary, because it's working within the confines of laws and nature, matter, universe, body itself. The construct doesn't have free will itself. That's the higher component. Beyond nature, you have natural laws, and those come from the higher will. So natural laws have the will, but nature itself, the physical aspect of nature, doesn't have the will. The metaphysical aspect of nature has the will, the higher will. So if we continue, we have the circle, and in the outer perimeter, the boundary of the circle, we have function and behavior of individual consciousness self, just like the nature had the boundary of natural laws governing reality and the consequences to behavior. We ourselves have a boundary of function and behavior of individual consciousness in ourselves. And that boundary encapsulates the force of will, our choices and behavior. That's what the result is the behavior, and our choices lead to that. So the force of will is behind that. That's what's in the center, in the green area. It's the gift of free will choice to cause effects, good or evil. It's immaterial, the unseen aspect of spirit, random, voluntary, because of the free will choice component. So as nature was material and the seen aspect of spirit, the force of will is immaterial and the unseen aspect of spirit, because it's internal, it's not visible other than when it manifests in the culmination of our actions and behaviors. So the force of will is infinite possibilities and potential of the internal realm, the thoughts and emotions. You got infinite possibilities in those capacities, but within the finite limits of external reality. So it's this internal spiritual component with an external reality component, and the behavior and the actions is the boundary between our will, our consciousness, ourself, and the reality we operate and live in. I'll go more into that in the reverse description. So the force of will equates to consciousness, self, and true care. These are all part of the generation of experience, which I have in the circle. We generate our experience with the true care, which drives our will, and that is part of our consciousness self. That is part of the culmination of the trinity of consciousness in unity consciousness, because the force of will is what leads to our action. True care drives us towards the will to act in certain ways. The care and the will are primary factors of generating our experience, and the consciousness behind that, the thoughts and emotions that culminate in the actions and behavior that were preceded by the will and care, those are the generation of our experience. So that's why it's at the forefront, because it's the most important. It's in the front. You know, technically it's between, since it's the bridge between the spirit of infinite possibilities and potential and the finite limits of external reality, it should go between the red and the blue. But because it's most important, it's in the front. And also because the spirit, the quote spirit, is quote higher. Nature, matter, universe, body is, quote, lower. Free will is the bridge between the two. Free will, but because I didn't put it in between the two, because in the construction of reality in our experience and existence, free will, we're going from our perspective, and free will, us, consciousness, self, care is first, because we are free will, consciousness, self, inside nature, matter, universe, body, which is inside, quote, spirit, the all-pervasive one, everything, underlying essence. We are of the spirit in the flesh, in the body matter. So we're the bridge between the two. That's why we are the free will with true care is very, very important. We're very important because we're the bridge between the two, which I have in another infographic on the spectrum of life using the color spectrum. I have two infographics on that, which is related to these ones on natural law boundary conditions, but looking at it from a different perspective, a different way. And those will be forthcoming shortly after I do this presentation. So those were the two sentences at the bottom of this infographic. What we have is the first, we have the self area in front, and around that, we have the boundary of behavior. So green, and then pink rows around that, around the barrier, as a boundary condition for our self, for consciousness. Then you have the world area in red, and around the world area, the boundary condition encapsulating it is the boundary of natural law and other laws of the universe. And then inside, sorry, and then those two things, the self area with the boundary, the world area with its boundary, is inside spirit itself. And the closest one, the closest aspect to spirit in the natural world is the law boundary, because that represents the will of the quote spirit itself. It's the higher will, the higher self. And the last part of this infographic is we have the internal area, that's the green, which is the thoughts, logic, emotions, care, courage, will, everything else that's internal aspect to our consciousness and self, and then plus the internal boundary. So internal area plus internal boundary. And then we have external area, an external boundary of the natural world reality. So in the internal boundary around our self consciousness, we have behaviors and actions. Those are the limits of us. That's where our limits stop. That's why you have in the image, the ruler of the kingdom of nature is on the throne of nature, matter, universe. And that's natural law. That's why it's in a purple border, because the purple is natural laws governing reality and consequences to behavior. So in a normal system, that is on top. It's the ruler of the kingdom of nature on the throne of nature, matter, universe. The laws, the boundary of law governing reality. And then below, we have the boundary of self governing behavior, as opposed to the reality, the natural law boundaries that are governing reality. Now we have the self and consciousness boundaries that are governing behavior. And that is the ruler of the kingdom of self, a sovereign. When you're self-governing your behavior in unity consciousness, it's when you're on the throne of consciousness and self, the ruler of the kingdom of self and on the throne of consciousness and self. Back to the bottom of the infographic, the external area, reality, the effects, the existence, and that's encapsulated by the external boundary, which are the laws and the limits. And the spirit I represented as, we can aspire to grow and evolve towards the perfect ideal of the higher self, despite our limits in imperfection, because we can't reach perfection. It's a part of creation. Creation isn't perfect. It's pretty good, it's pretty damn good, but we're not perfect. We'll never be perfect, but that doesn't stop us from aspiring to that perfection, that perfect ideal, the thing that ought to be, the way and the path that we should be living. We can always aspire to live more in that way, live more in the higher self, live more according to the higher will of natural law, by uncovering it more, discovering it, and then living it, becoming it. So that's the first image. I just wanted to add one more comment about that last part of the boundaries. The internal area realm is bounded and discerned from reality of the outside world by our actions and behavior. So the internal area realm in green, consciousness self, is bounded and discerned from reality. So the circle is bounded and discerned from the square outside by our actions and behavior, which is the boundary around the circle. It's a good visual, conceptual understanding to grasp the infographic I made and what everything represents. So before we get to the second one, which is the more main description of the true self and the false self in infographic, I'll just do a description of the phases. So all of the different components, from the force of will to the behavior to matter to natural law to spirit, I'll just detail more the three components and how they relate to each other. And also going from the bottom up, instead of the top down. Spirit is the non-material metaphysical potential. Matter is manifested potential into physical. Free will consciousness is spirit consciousness, metaphysical potential, inhabiting the physical realm of body matter. We can correspond our own internal domain, the consciousness self, the green, with being, quote, spiritual, in blue, because the consciousness self, free will, is a hidden, immaterial, non-physical aspect. The, quote, spirit itself is all of everything. The natural law boundary conditions are an aspect of the spirit, the all. The boundary of natural law, in purple, is between the spirit, in blue, and the encapsulation of spirit in matter, which is in red. You can see that visually. And that's just as I explained before, the function and behavior of individual consciousness and self, which is represented by our actions and behavior, is in between matter and our consciousness and self. It's the barrier between. So if we look at the components from the bottom up instead, going from green to rose pink to red to purple to blue, we have consciousness self, which is the green first circle area, produces actions and behaviors, which is the perimeter of the circle in rose pink. They go out, those actions and behaviors go out into the world, and the world is nature matter, the red square area. And this is the natural world, which is governed by natural laws, which is purple. And that is the perimeter of that square of reality, of nature. And this purple perimeter sets the limits and boundaries on reality. All is within, quote, spirit or the unseen source, which is the blue or second circle. So I find that's a much better way of looking at it from the top down rather than from the bottom up. Rather than the top down, because you can look at how things encapsulate the others. When I was describing it the first time, going from the top down doesn't work as good in a descriptive capacity. So another way of putting it, there is the self area of consciousness that is encapsulated by our boundary of behavior and actions, which manifest into the natural world. What we do matters. That is the result. The natural world contains all of matter, including our bodies, and is encapsulated by the boundary conditions of natural laws. The self area and boundary, so that's the green area and the rose pink perimeter circle, are metaphysical and physical, respectively. And this is mirrored in the reverse ordering of physical and metaphysical in the world area and boundary, respectively. I.e., that is to say, physical is world area, matter in reality, and boundary is self. When we're looking at it from physical component, the world area is physical, and the boundary of the self area is physical, which is the behavior of our bodies in reality. And the metaphysical aspect is the self area itself, which is internal, it's consciousness, free will, and the boundaries in law, the natural law of reality. So the physical aspects of the world are the world itself, but the boundaries of consciousness self, which are the behaviors and actions that manifest into the physical world. The metaphysical aspects are the self itself, the area, which is consciousness and free will. And the metaphysical aspect of the world is the natural law boundary. The metaphysical components of natural law and consciousness self encapsulate the physical components of the natural world and our behavior into it. Since the consciousness self is the middle ground between matter and spirit, lower and higher, it could go in the middle of the diagram, but it's in front because that is where we are, and it is at the forefront of potential creation in matter. And it blossoms into true care at the center of it all. Consciousness is the individuated aspect of spirit. Even in language, we have the phrase freedom of spirit. Freedom of spirit is the same as freedom of choice, which is the force of free will. Spirit is infinite possibilities, which is partially contained in the free will, and is converted into having possible choices from that internal spiritual domain of infinite possibilities. Then we create that free will potential possibility into the natural world of matter. And we do that by our behaviors and our actions. The spirit in which we do things is from our care and our will. And these two things are the drive and motivation in our lives. The central ones, anyways. So the information in these infographics is conveyed in symbolic forms of shape and color. I also found out in doing a little bit of research that there's, along with the four elements, there's this thing called the three essentials, which is sulfur, and that equates to consciousness, salt, that equates to matter, and mercury, which equates to spirit. So I found this out after making my infographics, and it perfectly corresponds to exactly what I was describing. So it turns out what I'm doing here with natural law boundary conditions is actually tied into alchemical knowledge. And I realized that when I made the second infographic in the natural law boundary conditions, where I realized that I could do an image that was squaring the circle and how it ties into our delusions. And then that tied into the Philosopher's Stone, which is going to be another presentation infographic that'll be coming along as well. It's pretty much done. The infographic, anyways, I just have to do the presentation as well. The colors that are in these two infographics on the natural law boundary conditions are explained more in depth in the Spectrum of Life infographic that I mentioned previously. So here I use light blue because it contrasts more with the other bright colors. If I use the darker blue that I use in the other spectrum infographic, it doesn't show up as nice in these two infographics. So I'm using light blue here. Anyways, the colors change a bit depending on what I'm trying to describe and how I'm describing it from what perspective I'm using to describe it. And so anyways, just be aware that the colors can change slightly. And in that spectrum infographic, I do put the green in the middle because it fits in that representation. So now we're on to the second infographic, and this is the main one. There's more in information packed in, so it's a little crammed. But the only thing you need to concern yourself with is the bottom two paragraphs on the left and right, the middle part in between those two paragraphs, and the new infographic on the right. That's all that's new, is the bottom and the right side. The top, the left, and the middle is all the same as the previous infographic, just in different positions. So I won't review the top, the left, and the middle, since they are already talked about in the previous infographic. The only thing I'll talk about from the previous one is the central component on the left infographic. That has changed a bit. It has more information in it. So I'll start there. This infographic has two aspects, the true self and the false self. The true self on the left and the false self on the right. So starting with the true self, that's representative of right action. As I mentioned before, the force of free will, consciousness, self, and true care culminates in the trinity of unity consciousness as our actions, our behaviors. And that's why the boundary around the self in green is those actions and behaviors, and that's the boundary of us. And that's why right action is important as representative of the true self, because right action is representative of the higher self, of the higher will. So the true self in right action is true care for truth and other beings. So that's morality. It's courage and will of truth and morality. It's about removing falsity to live in truth. The true self in right action is harmony with natural moral law. You are willingly humbled under natural law. It's respecting moral boundaries, embracing and embodying the truth. The true self in right action is to realize, actualize, and individuate truth and morality into our being, into the core essence of who we are, of who we're living, of how we're experiencing. That's the true self. That's what all my work's been trying to get about, is explaining what the true self is, what the higher self is, the higher will, how it's natural law, how it's morality, how it's truth, it's love, it's good, it's right. That's what all that means. When I say truth is love, is good, is right, is morality, is natural law, is true self, is higher will, is spirit, is source, is God. It's all different aspects of the same thing, different descriptive methods, different attributes of the one quality, of the one thing. So continuing with the infographic, underneath that, we have a little description, two little paragraphs. Syntropic ordering force, true care, willpower, and right action. That's what you get when you're in the true self, and you're living truth and morality. You're embodying it, you're exemplifying it, you're being it, you're actualizing it and realizing it. That's when we exist in bounds of natural moral law and in harmony with it. Right and good emerges to create true freedom and peace. When self-governing, which is self-control and sovereignty, is done within the boundaries of natural laws, true positive evolution blossoms. We exist both inside the universe and the boundaries that maintain it. We can try to step outside of the boundary law conditions, but we will only create self-inflicted suffering. We don't live outside of them, of those boundary law conditions. We only want to believe we can live outside of them in delusion and fantasy. And going over to the right side. So as opposed to the true self in right action, this one represents the false self in wrong action. So right action is wisdom, wrong action is foolishness. And I have this described in my Care for Truth infographic that I did a few months ago. So the previous one at the left, we have natural law, boundary of law governing reality as the ruler of the kingdom of nature. The purple rules over the red. The boundary rules over the area. It's on the throne of nature, matter, universe. And at the bottom, we have the boundary of self-governing behavior, which rules the kingdom of self as a sovereign. It's on the throne of consciousness and self. But on the right side, when you are in that delusion and fantasy of believing you can live outside of the boundaries, and you're living in the false self and wrong action, what happens is you have a shift. Instead of having natural law on top and ruling reality and us ruling ourselves underneath, what happens is we end up us on top and we put natural law underneath us because we want to be gods and rulers over nature. But that's not how it works. So this is, at the top, thinking that we are an arbiter of truth, that we can fabricate laws. And that's sitting on top of the throne of delusion. Complete delusion. You're not on the throne of self. You're only on the throne of unity consciousness in terms of dark care and ignorant care, where your thoughts, emotions, and actions may be unified and in harmony with each other, but they're unified and in harmony with ignorance of natural and ignorance of truth, or willful rejection and denial of it in dark care and willfully choosing the wrong and evil. So that you're the arbiter of truth. You believe whatever you want. Doesn't matter what the truth is. Whatever you want to believe, that's what you choose to believe, and that's what becomes your truth. You fabricate laws. This is man's law. Don't care about right and wrong. Whatever you want to be right becomes right, and whatever you want to be wrong becomes wrong, and it's all according to your whims, desires, predilections, wishes, and it's all superficial bullshit. And ultimately, this throne of delusion is trying to be God. So again, this is on top, whereas before you were under, humbled by natural law. Now you're on top. Well, this is lacking care for truth and other beings. It's cowardice and fear of truth and morality. It's creating and living falsely. Instead of removing falsity to live in truth, you're creating and living falsely. Instead of having courage and will of truth and morality, you have cowardice and fear of truth and morality. So instead of true care for truth and other beings, you have a lack of care for truth and other beings. So this is disharmony with natural moral law. It's being humiliated by actions against natural law. You humiliate yourself in the end. You do it against yourself. See, the self that you are and becoming the true self, becoming the actualized, realized, individuated true self in truth and morality that cares for truth and cares for other beings. When you don't live that way, when you're not humbled under and before natural law, you're choosing to be humiliated by your own actions, by your own choices. You judge, offend, and insult yourself. I've gone into this in previous articles. And the biggest one is the Truth and Love presentation, audio or article. I talk about how we judge, insult, and offend ourselves. We do it to ourselves. Natural law just gives us back what we put out. The humiliation is done by us against us. We're humiliated by our actions against natural law. And we can think that natural law is humiliating us, but it's just us getting back what we put out as a species or individually. Things are going to come back upon us. We're not isolated as much as we want to believe. Those are only bubbles. Insulated bubbles of reality that eventually pop. And I have an infographic on that as well that I've done. You can check into it. So, humiliated by actions of natural law happens when we step out of bounds. So that's what this infographic is about. So I'll just describe, I'll finish the three next lines, and then I'll describe the image. Well, I'll describe the image now instead, sorry. On the left, you have the self area encapsulated in natural law boundaries. And then, that was inside the world area, You had the self encapsulated by the boundaries of behavior. That was inside of the world area, encapsulated by the boundaries of natural law, and that's all inside of spirit. And they all fit inside each other. They're all respecting each other. On the right, you have the self and the boundaries of self in our behavior. Those are going beyond the square of reality. And the boundaries around reality. We're overstepping. See, we're stepping out of bounds. And that's why it's in yellow. Because it's in that cowardice and fear of truth, creating and living falsely. That little area. So you can have most of your life might be in harmony. But it doesn't matter if you have 99% in harmony and 1% disharmony. You're still in disharmony. So whenever people live in delusion, believe whatever they want, create whatever laws they want, disharmony with natural law, and they have cowardice and fear for other beings and truth and morality and lack of a care for truth. Well, they're stepping out of bounds. They're going over the boundaries of natural law. Natural law says you can't do this, and you're doing it anyways. The truth is this, and you don't care, and you believe in lies anyways. Well, you're stepping out of bounds. You're out of bounds. You're no good. Not allowed to do that. It's rejecting truth and morality. This is the unrealized false self. This is inauthentic living. When you're creating and living falsely, you're living inauthentically. You're in an unexamined life, living the false self in the foolishness of wrong action. So we have the free will. Ego is overstepping and trying to rule beyond the boundaries allowed. That's what this partial infographic on the right is. That's what it represents. And that's what got me. When I made this one, that's when I clicked and I was like, I've seen this before. This is squaring the circle. I've seen it in astrotheology and cosmology. And I'm like, doesn't this relate to the Philosopher's Stone? And then I was blown away by what I had uncovered here that led to the Philosopher's Stone. So continuing with the two little paragraphs underneath. The false self, as opposed to the true self and right action, which was syntropic ordering force of true care, willpower, and right action. The false self of wrong action is the entropic, chaotic force, false self, laziness, inaction, or wrong action. It exists outside, this is when we exist outside the boundary of natural law and don't harmonize with it. Wrong action and evil emerges to create slavery and chaos instead of true freedom and peace. That's where we're going. That's what we've had for thousands of years. It's just been in different degrees, in pendulum, rhythmic movements of up and down in different grades and different patterns and components. The self-governing behavior is done outside of the boundaries of natural laws. Negative devolution happens in false living. We will devolve, as we have been devolving, and can continue to devolve when we live falsely. So in the squaring the circle, when you look into what squaring the circle is, you cannot square the circle perfectly in geometry. It can never happen. The circle has an indefinite area, while the squares is definite. That means the circle has an area that you can never define. Why? Because it uses the... Was it unreal? I forget the term for pi. The number pi. It's indefinite. It never ends. It goes on forever. It has no boundary. So something that has an indefinite area, like a circle, can never equal the definite area of a square. You can never make them equal. So squaring the circle will never, ever, ever happen in perimeter or area. Because the perimeter of a circle and the area of a circle use pi in its calculation. And pi is indefinite, infinite, it never ends, so you can never get the exact value. So this is symbolic of man's attempt to do things we can't. We're trying to square the circle in life. We're saying us, the consciousness, self, free will, and our boundaries of behavior and actions, we can do whatever we want. We can create laws for ourselves and step out of bounds of the laws that already exist, thinking that we can do something that we can't, but we can never do it. So that's what the squaring the circle represents. So in other systems, squaring the circle, yes, the Earth and the Moon, if you do a squaring the circle of the Earth, and then you put the Moon at the top, it fits perfectly between the Moon, and there's a lot of things in numerology and cosmology that fit very nicely, but I'm just making a point of squaring the circle is an impossibility for them to be equal one to one. They will never equal one to one. It's impossible because of pi. So this is symbolic of doing things that are impossible for us, like living outside of natural law, like not aligning our perceptions with reality and the truth. Well, that's what it represents visually. If you want to visually think about it, it's squaring the circle as I have drawn up here. And the last part of this infographic is the middle bottom. So this is equal to generating in, you know, true self versus false self, right action versus wrong action. It's also reality versus unreality, truth versus falsity, substance versus appearance, which I've done an article on. It's authentic versus inauthentic, true self versus false self, right versus wrong, evolution versus devolution. And there's probably other descriptive ways of looking at the dichotomy at play here. So that's the infographic. Now I'm just going to read some more descriptions. So when I read the left side where I said at the bottom of the second paragraph, we exist both inside the universe and the boundaries that maintain it. This goes deeper. We exist inside the womb of nature matter. We exist inside the womb of the body, which is part of nature and matter. So we're in the womb of the body and we're in the womb of nature. And those two, the womb of the body and the womb of nature, both exist in the womb of the quote spirit, the all, the one. The internal area realm green is bounded and discerned by reality of the outside world in red. And that's done by our behaviors and actions in rose pink, which I've already mentioned that above. So when we're stepping outside of the boundaries, that has us trying to step into being, quote, God, being, quote, the spirit itself. We are not, quote, God. We do not dictate truth or natural laws. We can discover them and follow them for our own maximum potential and benefit, and that of others. So, this squaring the circle, imagine a balloon inside a box, and imagine it tries to expand. The more it does, the more pressure builds up. Eventually, it can't expand more, and the pressure is too much. It implodes from the counterforce of pressure that builds up, acting against the artificial expansion. So the counterforce was the square, and the artificial expansion was the false self trying to live beyond the limits of reality and natural laws represented by that square. That is how natural law functions. Pressure exerted is stored at times. It's not always an immediate reciprocation. So when it's stored, reciprocation does not occur immediately until a buildup of exertion, of overstepping against the boundaries, against the box, is too much for the false living to contain it, and the bubble pops. It implodes, and the pressure that's built up of natural law violations against the square, the circle against the square, compresses the ego, the circle, back down to humility in the boundaries of the universe and in the boundaries of natural law through a humiliation of actions that have consequences. So this is where the humiliation comes from when we don't humble ourselves under and before natural law. Eventually, the snapback force of the elastic pressure puts us back in our place. In my other infographic, I use the cyan color, which is at the top of the right false self. The arbiter of truth, false laws, throne of delusion, trying to be God. I have that in cyan because it relates to the spectrum of life infographic that I made. And this is similar to the blue of the spirit, the cyan color. And the blue of the spirit is the aspiration which we harmonize with as true self. It is the cyan is representing how one color thinks it is being the true self, which I represent in other infographics as light blue, which is why I mentioned earlier the spirit will be a darker blue in other infographics and the light blue will become the true self. So in here I have the true self as part of the free will consciousness, true care, because that's where we manifest the true self. Anyways, this is getting confusing about the different infographics and colors. I'm just mentioning it. So we have cyan, which thinks it's being the true self. It thinks it's harmonizing with the spirit in blue and becoming the true self. It's living in delusion. Some people don't know about the true self, but some people do know about this concept of the true self and the higher self, and they think in the falsity and the bullshit, especially the new age crap that they believe in, that they're living the true self when they're not actually living the true self because they just have bullshit garbage conceptions. So that's what this cyan color represents. It's a delusional mindset where you actually think that you're living an authentic life, but you're not. You still have a lot of falsity in you. everyone has components of authenticity in them, of truth and morality, you know. But most people, it's maybe 50-50 or 80% authenticity and 20%, 80% inauthenticity and 20% authenticity, or whatever it goes, it's different. But most, the lives we're living are false lives. Most of us are living falsity. Most people are living 95% falsity, because everything they do around them is related to the falsity, and they're trapped in the pleasure trap, and there's so much falsity going on. So most people are in this, in some way, in the throne of delusion, in a delusional mindset of thinking that everything's fine, that they're living fine, everything's good, that they're actually being themselves, that they're honest with themselves and all these things. So it's all a delusion of the true self, the cyan color. It's a false proxy substitute for the real thing, the real true self, invoking the perception of being the real thing as well. This false self proxy invokes the perception in the person of being the real true self. So it's a complete deception. So a bit more to read on the descriptions, the colors and the shapes, going from the top down, from the self to the boundary of the self, to the world, the boundary of the world as natural law, and then the spirit. Here's some more descriptions of this shape and color mechanism, a conception that I made here in these infographics. The boundary of consciousness self, the green area, is shown through the culmination of the trinity of consciousness in our behavior, actions, which is the pink border. Previously, in consciousness-only infographics, red was used to symbolize the actions, but here, red is used for matter, and pink is used for the border, the border or boundary of right action output into reality, which is red instead. So instead of being actions are red, I put reality red, because the pink actions go into and create that red reality. So it still merges perfectly, everything, all the colors work amazingly, harmoniously, beautifully in these infographics. I'm amazed at how the shapes and the colors turned out to just fit perfectly. I was amazed when I made this, of what I had uncovered and what I had described visually. I find this is really good. And the Philosopher's Stone and the Spectrum of Living, those ones are really impressive as well, I find. In the work that I've been doing, they're really, really top-notch. So, right action respects the boundaries of natural law. When you're living in the true self, the pink border is right action, and it respects the boundaries of natural law, which is the purple border. It doesn't overstep them. Wrong action does not, and tries to exist beyond the boundaries of natural law. The reaping of the willful violation of natural law boundaries may be felt immediately, depending on the severity of the violation and the degree of the insulation from bubbles of reality. Or pressure may be allowed to build up from the momentum and force of will exerted. But after some time, if the force of free will that is overstepping against the boundaries is severe enough, it reaches an upper maximum point of resistance against the boundaries, and the false bubble of reality will implode under the pressure of natural law forces reciprocating. Natural laws are the boundary conditions for our coexistence with other aspects of universe. They are in place for our own benefit and betterment. In false self and wrong action-based living, the small green circle gets delusional and tries to expand beyond the limits that are for its own good. Eventually, the resistance built up against the force of will falters under pressure and compresses, implodes, back down into the limits, but also with possible great impact and force of the elastic rebound from the maximum resistance being reached in the counter pressure between the balloon and the box holding it in. So when there's too much pressure exerted against that box, a boundary of law on reality, from the free will delusion, eventually the maximum point is reached and the elastic just rebounds it. Depending on the severity of your violation of natural law, that bounce back force, the elastic force, might be really, really, really strong and impactful, and it can really destroy you. The more we, as the circle area and boundary, fight against the reality, square area, and boundary box of natural law, the more we will create counter-resistance in the pressure buildup and in the eventual reciprocation of the force we have exerted against natural law boundaries and reality being sent back upon us. Imagine the square as an elastic, and the circle inside as something expanding, like a balloon. At a certain point, the force of expansion of the bubble circle, violating the boundaries that hold it in check, exerting force against them, will not be able to outdo the forces of the elastic resistance that will bounce back hard and fast once the upper maximum momentum is reached. The boundary may give a bit to a certain point. With certain severities, with certain insulations of bubbles of reality, and over time, but at some point that giving stops, and there is a reciprocal feedback reaping that bounces back on us to put us back within those boundaries we were breaking. It is a correction process for our own good, for our equilibrium and harmony in the system that we exist in. It is that simple once we understand it as a science, just as gravity or the weak or strong force. Alignment with natural law is for our own betterment and good, to be in equilibrium and harmony in the system we exist in. And universal cosmic natural moral law is a part of that system. All natural laws are there for our creation, existence, sustenance, and evolution in this reality construct. The ignorance of them will only be our own downfall, which is our own humiliation brought upon our own actions against those natural laws. That is how we judge ourselves, insult, and offend ourselves. When we act in reality and affect it in ways conflicting with established laws, we exert pressure against the boundaries of those laws ruling nature, reality, universe, and we will inevitably feel the reciprocal feedback to those causes we sowed. Our actions, in red, in the Circle of Life infographic that I made, are the last piece of the Trinity of Consciousness and sits atop the throne of consciousness in the wisdom of right action. That's always, as I've described earlier, in the generation of our experience, true care, force of will, consciousness self, true self, right action, truth and morality. It's all in the Trinity of Consciousness. It's all about the culmination, which is the wisdom of right action. Without thoughts and emotion, you won't get the wisdom of right action. But thoughts and emotion alone and don't result in the wisdom of right action, then you don't have the wisdom of right action. You have nothing, essentially. All you have is internal information and internal processing with no output. The output is the most important. That's what counts in the end. To get there, what counts is the internal. So that for sure counts, because you can't get to the output without the proper input. So don't get me wrong, the input, thoughts and emotions, knowledge and understanding, grammar, logic, processing, input and processing, very, 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 very crucial. Those are the first steps. You'll never get to the third without the first two. But the third is what it's all about, because if you just stay at the first two and you never get to the third, well, then there's no point at all. There's no manifestation into reality. That's why actions are the most important. That's why they need to be right action. It needs to be the wisdom of right action. It needs to be the true self in alignment with truth and morality. You can learn about all the morality and all the truth in life that you want. If you never engage in it and become it, then it's pointless. Back to reading. Our domain of rule is that of our consciousness, which manifests ultimately, culminating in the end result, in the ability to change the reality we live in through our actions in that reality. Natural law rules the domain of reality and the consequences to our behavior. We rule ourselves and the behavior actions we choose to engage in that either harmonize with or violate the natural laws. In true care, the care for truth and morality, we can be our true self more and more, and always living to do what is right, good, and true in the path and way. This is the other rulership of the kingdom of self. There is unity consciousness of the three expressions of consciousness, which is self-rulership, self-control, self-governance, sovereignty, etc. And we can rule the throne of consciousness in living in right action. That's the second rulership of the kingdom of self that is in alignment and harmony with natural law, truth, and morality. Because you can have self-rulership, rulership of the kingdom of self and unity consciousness, but you can have dark care or ignorant care. As long as your thoughts, emotions, and actions are in harmony, well, then you're in rulership of the kingdom of self. But there's another aspect where you're actually, your thoughts, emotions, and actions have to harmonize with natural moral law, and that's the level two of the rulership of the kingdom of self. Because that's what it ultimately culminates in, is in that right action, the wisdom of right action of the true self, of the will and true care. Because if you have ignorant care or dark care, well, you're going to have thoughts, emotions, and actions anyways, and you're going to have the rulership of the kingdom of self, but they're not going to be in alignment with and harmony with natural moral law. So the ruling the throne of the consciousness in living in right action, that is the throne, the other throne we can rule. It is true self in unity of the trinity of consciousness that culminates into the wisdom of right action at the top of the trinity. That is the kingdom we rule. True self, right action, and free will choice through that first unity consciousness rulership of self. The true self is the right action in free will choice through unity consciousness of our thoughts, emotions, and actions. And that's what's at the front here, is the true self, the right action, consciousness, self, is at the front of the infographic here. Because it's the most important in these three components. In the spectrum of living, it's at the top of it. So also central by being at the top. But it's in between the blue and the red, the spirit and the matter. So it fits a bit better that way in the other infographic. The true self, right action, and free will choice through unity consciousness is at the front of this infographic. It's at the top of the spectrum of living. It's at the top of the unity consciousness trinity and thoughts, emotion, and actions. Actions are at the top. So that is our kingdom of rule, where we govern into reality, our self-governing with the boundaries of the kingdom of rule of natural law, which is governing the natural world. Our kingdom of rule is self-governing, and we harmonize with the kingdom of rule of natural law, which is the boundaries governing the natural world reality. The false self is in wrong action or inaction, and its boundaries of behavior are breaching natural law boundaries. As a sovereign, self-ruled, self-controlled, self-governed individual, you know where your boundaries are by knowing the boundaries of natural law. That is why the actions and behaviors are the boundary for self in pink. The wisdom of right action is the alignment and harmony with natural law limits of right and wrong. A trinity of consciousness unity is not enough. Thoughts, emotions, actions being unified, not enough. Dark care or ignorant care can have people who are unified in consciousness between their thoughts, emotions, and actions. This is not the true self. The true self is getting to aspects of the higher self, higher will of natural moral law, and living in harmony with it, making that way and path a part of your way of living all the time. That's what creeds for living are. That's what all religions were for. That's what all mystery traditions are for, mystery schools. We're all about creeds. We're all about ways and paths of living. And when you look at them all, and you look at the deep, substantive, core truth and morality in them, they all share similarities. Because there's just a path and a way. It's one. It's truth and morality. It's one way. It's singular. So they all, when you're going to try to uncover that path, everyone's going to end up talking about the same thing, even if they're using different words, different perspectives. They're going to have some bullshit mixed in, but a lot of the truth is always the truth. So it doesn't matter how you're going to talk about it. If you have the truth, you're going to express it. And you're going to be speaking truth. And if someone else has the truth and they express it, they're going to be speaking the truth. And even though they sound different and they look different, if you understand them both and see that they're describing it from different ways, and you have the correspondence and the pattern recognition, then you can make the connections between all these different creeds and ways and paths. And a lot of them are false and bullshit, but that's where the discernment and the judgment and the critical thinking and logic and intuition comes in. And you can make connections, you can see the patterns between them all. And it's what it's all about. The true self, higher will, natural moral law. That's the way and the path. That's the only way out. That's how we create true freedom and peace. That's how true positive evolution blossoms. And that's what my two infographics are about. That's what most of my work is about. And if you look at some previous infographics that I worked on, if you want to see some correlation, maybe for how I picked the colors, because how I got to the boundary of individual consciousness self governing behavior into nature and the boundary of natural laws governing reality and consequences to behavior, that was in my previous infographic on the power differential in the article Substance and Appearance. In here, I was trying to find different colors for the major arcana and the minor arcana, and I chose a rosy pink and a purpley blue. And when I was developing the natural law boundary conditions, that just perfectly flowed into the colors that I had picked for spirit matter and free will. Everything just synchronistically just fell into place, and so that's why I have the power differential. There's also the Trinity of Consciousness symbolism that I made in February 2014. It has many of the color aspects of consciousness symbolism, and how there's the three aspects are in each thoughts, emotions, and actions, so it's not clear-cut of the aspects between each. It's intermingling. I have the circle of life, causality, consciousness, trivium, and logic tree symbolism infographic, the updated one, the care for truth infographic, and trinity of unconsciousness, and as well truth and frequency of perceptions, aligning our perceptions as a waveform with the constant path and way of truth, harmonizing and increasing the frequency of attaining truth in our lives. So these are all infographics that are related. Other ones are related too, but these are the ones that are most related to this natural law boundary conditions and helping associate concepts and colors together. That'll help. That's what those pictures are mostly for the colors. And that's about it. Yeah, I have some text from what Mark Passio wrote. Some notes from Mark Passio's Streetwise Spirituality presentation. So this is what Passio said that got me to make these two infographics that inspired me to make these. So natural law processes like a computer program with boundary conditions and limits. The law functions like a computer program with limits that are preset in the design of the system that the law operates within. Humans have free will choice. The universe operates under the boundary conditions of law. You have natural law, gravity, etc. Humans are more unique than the universe. We are gifted with free will choice to decide what actions we take. The universe isn't able to choose. It doesn't have this gift. It only follows laws unwaveringly. Universe and laws do not take peripheral factors into consideration. It's cause and effect. Something is done, something happens. Humans search for justifications for continuing evil, like my job to pay the bills, for my family to survive. Universe does not search for all these intents with context surrounding your decision. It does not care about the peripheral factors of your life. It only cares what you choose to do, period. The ordering force is free will, the state you will get when you let everything happen is entropy. Entropy is the progressive force, how things tend to go into their most undifferentiated state. If you do nothing, you get chaos. Will is the syntropic force that counters the entropic force. It is the ordering principle. If you don't use will, nothing gets changed. If you stay passive, nothing gets changed. Expect more of the same. Willpower and courage will lead to change. And then I have my note on my understanding of entropy that I've researched in the past. Entropy is like stagnation, nothing happens. It is stillness, it is frozen. I mentioned this in the Care for Truth infographic. Lack of care makes us stagnant, no changing in alignment with truth and morality. Going downwards towards more entropy and chaos, and eventually obliteration into stillness and full stagnation. The hamster wheel of life, which is also another infographic I made, is part of that stagnation. The entropy, stillness, frozen represents an end of history concept that philosophers talk about, where nothing changes and things just stay the same. Nothing's new. Humanity is kept in place or is devolving. That stagnation, frozen, and it leads to eventually entropy and death. So that's it. So under an hour and 10 minutes, pretty good for a presentation. Thank you for listening. I will have the Spectrum of Life 2 infographics coming up, and after that, or before it, the Philosopher's Stone decoding that I have come to understand as a result of creating this infographic on natural law boundary conditions. So yeah, that last part I read was from Passio's Streetwise Spirituality presentation, and that's what those words are what inspired me to do all of this. So thanks, Mark, for the inspiration, as usual. Big, big inspiration in my life in the past 3 years, getting me to do what I'm doing. And I guess that's it. Peace and love. Thanks for listening. Hope it was informative and maybe inspirational. I think it's really super good, really informative, pretty amazing what I've done here in this infographic, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.